I'm speaking today with Vittorio Bertacci and Caleb Baker. They're both involved with identity management work at Microsoft and the authors of a new book. Either of you, I remember a number of years ago that two dogs were web surfing, talking to one another, saying the great thing about the web is no one knows that you are a dog. Is that changing at all?
Well, to some extent, that's still true. And we are working for making sure that in the situations in which you really want to know that you are not talking to a dog, you know it. And the situations in which it makes sense that you retain your privacy, that to say, if you want to keep having people not knowing that you are a dog, that you are able to do so as well when it's appropriate.
Well, you're the authors of Understanding Windows Card Space. And so, of course, the natural question is, what is card space? Is it an identity system? The book at times uses the term identity metasystem. What is that all about?
Right. So, Windows Card Space is actually a component of the identity metasystem. The very generic idea behind the identity metasystem is today on the internet you have many different ways of authenticating. And those different ways came out for fulfilling different purposes. So they have different features and they all make sense in their own context. The problem is that we'd like to all talk to each other. So basically, in a very, very, very short summary, the identity metasystem is a way of abstracting away from all these different systems and talking a common tongue through which we can all perform identity tasks like signing in or sharing information about ourselves with services, regardless of the actual implementation that you want to use. Windows Card Space is an visual component that helps the end user to choose which identity they want to use in a certain context. And it basically shields the end user from all the complexities of a protocol and of the specifics of the authentication system that is underlying your interaction.
Okay, well, I'd like to ask who is the developer here, who is going to be most directly interested in card space? And what I'm wondering is this something for the Visa and MasterCard companies of the world, the banks, or for a small website, say, Ma and Pa's Bait and Tackle Online?
Yeah, I think the answer is pretty much yes for all of those. A good way to think about card space and information cards is to think about the cards in your wallet. And that's really the metaphor that we're going after. I mean, what Vittorio said about hiding some of these details from the user is what card space is all about.
Okay.
So you have this digital card that you manipulate within card space. It's like having a file on your file system that you drag and drop. You don't need to understand the details of what the file format is. You know, it's a long way from the days of the DOS prompt. So if you look at the cards in your wallet, like you said, you have your credit cards or you have club membership cards, your AAA card, or driver's license and identity card, and we really can satisfy all of those scenarios.
Okay, so in terms of programming, is this VB, C#, other languages? Is the Windows Communication Framework involved?
Yeah, so CardSpace uses the Windows Communication Framework in talking to these remote card providers. But you can also call it directly from a web page. So we have a ActiveX control that ships with IE7. So you, like a website can directly instantiate the object tag and invoke card space. And they don't need to know anything about WCF. And in addition to that, really when you're doing the web page programming, you need to have some code that understands the security token that gets passed back from card space. And there's libraries out there that do that in ASP.NET, but there's also libraries that do it in Ruby or Java. Pretty much, it's language independent. It's just calling into a standard object control.
So the beauty of CardSpace, one of the many things that made us fall in love with this idea, is that it is entirely based on open standards. That's to say that the underlying protocols that we mentioned before are actually industry standards that are open for use to anybody. In fact, if you just look on the wire what we send from CardSpace, you won't be able to tell that it's coming from CardSpace or from our, even from a Microsoft platform, because it uses all open standards. As a result, when you want to program against this system, you are really not tied to anything specific. As Caleb mentioned, if you are a website developer and you want to take advantage of CardSpace, the only thing that you need to do is understanding these open standards. So, for example, you need to be able to take a stream and deserialize it in a security token.
Okay.
Now, if you use Windows Communication Foundation, this operation is extremely easy. But nothing prevents you from using any other technology. And again, Caleb mentioned Ruby, and we also have Java implementations, PHP implementations. So you are really not tied to any specific technology, as long as you understand those open standards.
Well, the book is covers quite a lot of ground. Of course, today we're just trying to quickly give people a view on what they could expect or learn. And, of course, I wonder what you learned. When you go through the process of writing a book, what were things that may have surprised you? And with feedback from people I'm sure you've had, do you notice any particular challenges to the style of programming involved with identity?
Writing the book was a really interesting opportunity to kind of reflect on what we had done.
Okay.
And look at it, you know, putting a different hat on and seeing, like, how would I explain this to a wide audience of people, you know, as an introductory topic. And yeah, it kind of highlights the points that, you know, I think that we can actually improve on in future versions of CardSpace, so that's extremely valuable. And also, the, you know, gives an opportunity to reflect and see the power of it too, and kind of really almost bask in, like, you know, some of these things that we really, really like about the openness of it and how generalized the model, that, you know, really is. So it was a great opportunity, and I really enjoyed doing it.
Same here. And personally, you really have to make sure that you deeply understand this stuff yourself. You really need to put yourself in the shoes of a person who needs to understand this thing. And also, it was incredibly nice to work with Addison Wesley.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, and thanks also for describing your book, Understanding Windows CardSpace.